It never happened.
That was the gist of the testimony of former President Jacob Zuma's son, Dudizane, at the state capture inquiry on Monday. Now, Dudizane fielded questions on a range of allegations set out before the commission by former Deputy Finance Minister Mcebisi Jonas, former Free State Economic Development MEC Nolisi Dukwana, former ANN7 editor Rajesh Sundaram, former KZN Hawks boss Johan Voisin, and former Mineral Resources Minister Nkhwako Ramahlodi. Now, Zuma, who is a known business associate of the Gupta family, mainly stands accused of using his relationship with the then head of state, his father, to facilitate meetings between these prominent politicians and state officials with the Gupta brothers. Evidence leader Philip Makwena, who is acting on behalf of the commission, began his line of questioning on Monday with allegations by Jonas that he was taken from the Hyatt Hotel in Rosebank on December 23, 2015, by Zuma to the nearby Gupta compound in Sachsenwald. The meeting was conducted under the impression, according to Jonas, that he was meeting with Zuma and ANC member Fana Shlongwane to discuss rumors that Shlongwane was blackmailing Jonas. It was at this meeting that Jonas was allegedly offered the job of finance minister, plus a 600 million rand bribe by the Gupta family in exchange for doing their bidding once he took office. Now, Zuma did concede that he arranged the meeting between Jonas and Shlongwane, who are themselves old friends, and drove Jonas to the Gupta compound. But he said Jonas knew exactly where he was going. He also denied having knowledge of the bribe and maintained that only rumors were discussed when the trio met. Now, Zuma then refuted allegations that he was present at a meeting at the Gupta's home where Dukwana was allegedly offered a massive bribe to award a contract to a company linked to the Gupta family. Now, Dukwana previously told the commission that Rajesh Gupta offered him a once-off payment and a further 2 billion rand a month as a kickback for helping the Gupta family secure a multi-billion rand construction job in the Free State. He said Zuma was present there at the time when the offer was made. He also went on to dismiss allegations by former ANN7 editor Rajesh Sundaram, who said Zuma was present at a 2013 meeting between members of the Gupta family, the television station managers, and Jacob Zuma. At this meeting, said to have taken place at the president's Pretoria residence, examples of the station's best bulletins were presented to the president for his approval. Now, the one piece of testimony Zuma did not entirely disagree with was that of Johan Voisin. In this case, he admitted that he took the former top cop to meet the Gupta family at their Sachsenwald home in 2015, but said it was just a meet and greet. Now, Zuma will return to the commission on Tuesday when he will be re-examined by his own lawyers.